Frank Lloyd Wright's reach continues to be powerful and extensive, primarily because of the uniqueness and relevance of his architectural designs, but also because of his fascinating and dramatic life story. And it's not only American architects and residents who find Wright interesting. That's the case all around the world. The British-produced Frank Lloyd Wright, The Man Who Built America, examines those themes and more. And tonight at 6:30, Taliesin West in Scottsdale hosts the U.S. debut of the documentary. Its director, Ian Michael Jones, is with me via Skype to talk about it. Ian, you're in Wales right now. So what is Frank Lloyd Wright's Welsh connection?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'd say it's not very well known about, and it takes a little bit of researching and digging out and extrapolating. The basics of it are that Frank Lloyd Wright's mother, Anna Lloyd Jones, was born in West Wales, in a very small place in West Wales. She left when she was very young, long before Frank Lloyd Wright was born. But the community that they founded in Wisconsin was a Unitarian community. They were Unitarians. What Frank Lloyd Wright grew up with to some extent was the legacy of this Welsh Unitarian background. And those values, we argue, are quite important in his view of the world and in his architecture. So although it's one step away from Frank Lloyd Wright himself, the Welsh background, it is quite important. And it comes through very obviously in things like Taliesin, the name of his house, and Taliesin West. Taliesin was a Welsh poet and a figure in Welsh mythology. So you still have people called Taliesin in Wales today.
So clearly we know that Wright's influence in architecture is huge in the U.S. I mean, it even is in the title of your documentary, The Man Who Built America. How influential or not influential his ideas, even building in nature or whatnot, his architectural structure, is that something that has permeated Europe, for example?
I think certainly I think Frank Lloyd Wright's a very idiosyncratic architect was what, I'm not an expert on these subjects, but the impression I get from the experts is that Frank Lloyd Wright was a very unique, idiosyncratic architect. And as such, his influence is almost as an inspiration rather than stylistically. So you wouldn't say there are people building in the style of Frank Lloyd Wright, but a lot of architects who we approached were surprisingly inspired by Frank Lloyd Wright. Richard Rogers, for example, is one of the best known British European architects, did a road trip when he was young, straight after his training, I think. He went to America with Norman Foster, who's another huge name in European architecture. And together they traveled around America specifically to look at Frank Lloyd Wright buildings. Now, you wouldn't say that Norman Foster or Richard Rogers build in a Frank Lloyd Wright style, but those ideas must have soaked into them. And similarly, we approached Herzog de Meuron, the pair of very influential European architects who were willing to talk to us about what Frank Lloyd Wright meant to them. So I think he's very present as an influence, although I think if you wandered around European towns and cities from any period, you'd struggle to point at a building and say, well, that's influenced by Frank Lloyd Wright. But he's certainly, I think he's had his impact on the people who make those buildings, and is still having that today, perhaps even more so now, as the idea of green architecture and building with nature and sustainability, all those things come back round again. His time's coming again, I think.
Jonathan Adams is on screen for this film. What's the approach? What is Jonathan doing in the film?
The program really is Jonathan Adams's journey to see firsthand the Frank Lloyd Wright buildings that he's admired from afar. Before we filmed, Jonathan had been to the Guggenheim and he'd been to Taliesin West, but they were the only Frank Lloyd Wright buildings that he'd actually visited. But he was a big admirer, a big fan of Frank Lloyd Wright, who to some extent influenced his own architectural practice as well. In the program, you'll see Jonathan tracing the course of Frank Lloyd Wright's development as an architect from the house that he built for himself in Oak Park, the suburbs of Chicago, all the way through to the Guggenheim, which we treat as the final work. It's arguably not the final work, depending on how you judge it. But it's the full stop for us in the program. It's a great late triumph. Along the way, we meet any number of people, most of them with a particular connection to a place or a building, but also other architects, for example, who give us some particular information about the building we're in or about Frank Lloyd Wright's life.
He was just a quirky character, Did you get an idea that maybe that's part of why people are drawn to him? The fact that not only was he an interesting architect and a unique architect, he also had such a great backstory himself.
I think without a doubt that the character of Frank Lloyd Wright is a huge part in the presence he has in popular culture, really. I think he has a presence there that other architects just don't have. Le Corbusier or Mies van der Rohe might, in a way, you could say, be more influential architects in the way that they set trends and people followed them, and you can see that influence working its way out. But who knows much about Le Corbusier's life or Mies van der Rohe's life beyond people with a specialist interest? Frank Lloyd Wright has a huge personal story. He was a massive, larger than life character, and he seemed to cram several lifetimes into one. And the seat of the pants nature of a lot of what he did in terms of his personal life, his relationships, his finances, the risks he took professionally, is hair-raising, really. You really must have had an appetite for it. The impression I certainly got talking to people is that when people fell into the orbit of Frank Lloyd Wright, if you could get along with that, it was life-changing. I think he cast a spell over people, sometimes not for the good. Sometimes if he cast a spell over you when he was building a building for you, you'd lose a lot of money because you'd keep giving him money above and beyond the budget. And I think that was true of the Johnson Wax building. But those people who went to work with him in the fellowship, I think for a lot of them it was a life-changing experience. And when you talk to them now, these people, but I think you sense they feel that they were very lucky to be part of that. And there's people like that and experiences like that just don't come along too often.
Filmmaker Ian Jones is the director of the documentary Frank Lloyd Wright, The Man Who Built America. Its U.S. debut is tonight at 6:30 at Taliesin West in Scottsdale.